Well, good morning. My name is Dr. June Bantatua. I'm a general practitioner in Hornsby. Maybe some of you have known me or have been a patient, but I'm here very privileged to be representing the Gideon International before you and what we do and what we hope to accomplish. And I'm so privileged from Pastor Jonathan that he gave me this time to present our ministry on your mission month. But on top of that, I got a bonus. I am able to share with you the gospel, the message for this Sunday. So, and he asked me what sort of talk you're going to give, or what's the Bible scriptures, and we got the scriptures, and that is taken from Matthew 28, verses 18 to 20, which talks about the Great Commission, not omission, Great Commission. Okay, so today we're going to listen to a video from just an introduction about the Gideon ministry. And when you go into a program or you watch a TV, first you see a commercial, and then you watch the real program. So the first portion is the commercial, which is the 8 minutes, and then I'll give you the message, the program, of how we could be obedient in helping fulfill the Great Commission. Is that okay with you? Amen. So let's start the video.
Every Sunday, churches open their doors to communities around the world for people to fellowship, to worship, to grow, and to renew their spirits with the hope found only in the Word of God. But for many, Sunday is a day like any other. That's where the Gideons come in. As a missionary extension of the church, Gideons meet people where they are by placing Bibles in the traffic lanes of life and by personally sharing the message of true hope with the weary traveler, the sick and discouraged, with all generations, in small towns and in major cities, across time zones and countrysides, and to the ends of the earth. So men, women, boys and girls can learn who they are in Christ and experience life as children of God. Gideons have never done this work alone. It's churches, just like yours, who make their work powerful and effective in different cultures and languages throughout some 200 countries, territories, and possessions across the globe. Gideons are members of churches first, dependent on God's people for support through prayer, giving, and a growing membership. Because in the end, we're all carrying out one vision, striving side by side for the faith of the gospel to bring people to Christ.
So, who are the Gideons? Can we have the slides, please? Thank you. Okay, the Gideons from Australia. Can we play the second video, please?
Mm-hmm. Gideon's in Australia is all about sharing Jesus and growing God's kingdom. It's about the gospel, salvation, and going into all of the world. Schools, universities, nursing homes, retirement villages, hospitals, hotel rooms, major cities, and small country towns.
I've been a member of Gideon's for around 12 years. Being Gideon helps me be more kingdom focused. It certainly helps me with my local church and empowers you to share God's word with people.
Chances are, every Christian has come across a Gideon's Bible at some point, and the only Bible a non-Christian owns is from the Gideons.
I was an atheist. I didn't have any time or need for God, and I just thought my life was humming along nicely. The Gideons came to school and I was hostile to the visit, but I must have been touched by what they said somewhere in my soul, because I took one of their red testaments and I put it on my shelf, and it stayed there for 6 or 7 years untouched. I went through this traumatic period in my life and I thought my life was ruined. And I said, God, I'm going to believe in you and pray to you for a month, and you've got a month to show me the goods. And I started to read the Gospel of Matthew, and I thought they were exactly the words I needed someone to say to me, so reassuring. And I thought, is this real? Could God be real? I just instantly understood that Jesus is what everybody is searching for.
The Gideons has been changing lives since 1908, sharing God's word and growing the kingdom. Christians are empowered to share the gospel and go into all of the world.
In February 1995, I was traveling a lot. I traveled as part of my consulting work. I was staying at a hotel in Brisbane. And I remember it was a bright, sunny morning, and I walked out on the balcony. It was the 8th floor, room 814, and I came this close to taking my own life. I still remember looking down at the concrete driveway 8 floors below and thinking about taking my own life. The night before, I'd been reading the Gideon's Bible that was in my hotel room. I pray that one day in eternity, I'm going to meet the guy who put the Bible in the top drawer of my bedside table.
It's about growing your church. You can be an evangelist.
We only exist because churches, pastors send out members. And in many ways, we as Gideon members, if we're out there sharing the gospel, we're there and there's fruit for the kingdom. It's the fruit of that church. It's the fruit of that pastor. And we're just there to help people come to the kingdom, because we want to see the church blessed. Because as we share the gospel, people come into the kingdom and they go back to the local church.
It's being ready to share Jesus in relevant and meaningful ways. Over 90 million Bibles are handed out around the world every year, and you can be part of this global reach. Share the gospel, grow God's kingdom, and go into all of the world.
Thank you. So this is what we do. And slide, please. Thank you. So we are an organization of Christian businessmen and professionals. And we share the gospel by using a tool that we believe is helpful, and that is the Word of God. We help distribute this to different places like nursing homes, hospitals, dental surgery, doctor surgeries, and all walks of lives. In schools, maybe if you are a year 7 student, you have probably received one of these in your school. This is the work of the Gideons, because we believe that the Gideons is is an arm of the church. Our members comes from the church like yourself, and we dedicate ourselves to be part of God's arm in bringing this word to the lost. And second is, we believe that this word is a lamp to our dark lives. Okay, so we believe that we are born in this kingdom, in the kingdom of darkness, and we need the light of salvation to bring us back to the kingdom of His beloved Son, the kingdom of our Lord Jesus Christ. And of course, this will bring about salvation. In Romans chapter 8, chapter 10, verse, I'll just read from my Bible. If you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. Okay. So salvation is something that we should be concerned about. But where are we to be saved from? Many people don't believe that you need to be saved from something. But we believe that one day we will die. And as a doctor, my responsibility is to save lives. And right now, I have here with me a gadget that can save lives. What it means is that even if a person have a heart attack, if I don't have this tool, the survival rate of that person will only be 10% if he had a cardiac arrest. But with this tool, I can improve the survival rate of up to 80%. Big jump with the tool. But would you believe with this tool, the survival rate of a person who has sinned is 100% death, and the survival is zero. But with this tool, 100%. 100% survival in eternity. Salvation is given to this person through this particular word, the Word of God. Because in this, you will find salvation. And the question is, how will they call on him on whom they have not believed? And how are they to believe in him in whom they have never heard? And how are they to hear without someone preaching? And how are they to preach unless they are sent? So it's futile if you see someone who had a cardiac arrest and you don't do nothing. That person will surely die. And we believe that if we don't do anything, our loved ones has a 100% of dying for eternity. That's where we come in. That's every one of us is called for to do our job. That's why we are called to make disciples of all nations. I believe that sin, which is the cause of death, has two portions. Imagine you have a time that controls our program for today. Sin is something that causes us to die. For the wages of sin is death. That sin is built into every one of us from the moment we are born. David says, I was a sinner since the time I was conceived. Even before a person was conceived or given birth, he has sin in himself. That's why babies die. They don't even have sin. They don't have done anything bad to disobey God, and yet they die because sin is present. So sin is not what you do. Sin is the one that causes you to do disobedience away from God, and that causes death. And Jesus came so that that sin can be removed from everyone who believed in him. He is the payment. He is the propitiation or the redeemer of our lives, because he is the one who took that sin away from everyone who believes in him. So our job is to bring that salvation message to everyone who has sinned. Then the second portion is, let's listen to the next video. I'll skip that because we're running out of time. The Gideons help out to distribute this word. In this particular book that you will see, it has a QR code that you can scan, and it will transfer your Bible to your Bible to your smartphone. This smartphone will now give you all the languages that you need. If you're a Chinese, you can have a Chinese Bible in your phone. Or if you are English, you can have it also in English. So this is what we call the Bible app, and it is available here the moment you get one of these or scan the QR code. And how can you help as a body of Christ? Okay. First, you can be part of our prayer team, meaning to say you can pray for the work of the Gideons so that this message will flourish and will reach all the people that needed them. Of course, I have explained to you what the Bible app is all about, and that Bible app has a QR code, and you can click on that, and then it will take you to that app, and you can download. So this Bible app also contains the help that you need if you are seeking the Lord. It will help you how to navigate your way in this life. If you are anxious, it will take you to the verses that gives you encouragement. If you are depressed, all those kinds of helps are available. And also, you can be a part of the Gideon ministry by becoming the friends of Gideons. Here, what we envisage is that every one of you, as like I have said, I have a personal tool that I use to help people to revive them from cardiac arrest. You will be able to have your personal tool as well. That is the Bible that you can use. Through the Gideons, become a friend of Gideon. You simply enroll yourself to be part of the Gideon ministry as your church or as an individual. And it will entitle you to buy, like this Bible. It's colored green. Our church in CCF has used that. And we use this as a stepping stool to a stepping tool as a gift to people and starts the conversation. So you can evangelize, because at the back of the page, you can tell the gospel presentation and you don't have to memorize anything. You just flip them and guide them to the back of the page of the book and say, God loves you and this is his love for you. We all are sinners, and Jesus is the payment for that. And Jesus, if you believe in Jesus, then just accept him as your Lord and Savior. And then when you make the decision, you please write your name at the back, and that person is saved. Even your loved ones can be saved. So with a simple tool that you have, it can help you evangelize, make this church grow big. Because if everyone just do the same as what I am doing, would you believe if you just do one in a year, in 10 years, do you know, and you make the same process, in 10 years, that is equivalent to 1,028 souls saved. One a year. If you multiply, that multiplying process in the spiritual multiplication, one person at a time, if you make disciples, that will translate to 1,028 lives saved. So we also do have need funds. The way we raise some of our funds is through the Gideon cards, which we can show you at the back. These Gideon cards is also an evangelical way of sharing the gospel. How? When you have loved ones, like just recently we went to a funeral of a colleague that died, and we used the Gideon card, sympathy card. In this card, we give them a card that says, through the memory of this person who died, let's say her name, we give 50 Bibles to be distributed around the world in memory of this person. So instead of giving flowers or gifts, we give this card. It is a representation of our sympathy for that particular person, but it represents our donation of Bibles to the Bible for the World that to be distributed. And let's say 10 Bibles equals $50. So if I put 10 Bibles, that is equivalent to $50, and we send that $50. It contains an envelope that is given to the office, and the office will process it, and they will give you an acknowledgement that you have received, that we have received your donation, and that 10 Bibles will be given as a representation of that person for that mission. So your dollar can really go a long way. It can reach the remotest part of the world. The Gideon Ministry doesn't take any money from your donation to buy Bibles, because the association, the members themselves, carry the administration cost. We as members carry the burden of the administration cost, and all the money that you give for your mission goes totally in buying Bibles. So you can also help by becoming a Gideon member yourself. If you are a Christian businessman or a professional, you are invited to be part of this group of men and women. My wife is an auxiliary. Nick is a member. We meet regularly for fellowship, and we also meet in prayer groups, and we do read Bibles and encourage one another and help us grow in our individual work with the Lord. And when we grow, we are passionate of sharing the gospel to everyone whom we could be encountering. So we have some application papers that I brought with me, that if God is touching your heart, you are welcome to talk with me or to Nick or my wife, that we are here to I don't want to say the recruit member, but that is part of it, that we want to broaden our net, and your church has been a great part of this. And so just reflect on these words: be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. Look at God, look at Jesus, and his name will be exalted. For whatever plans you have, he said, for I have the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans for welfare and not for evil, to give you a future and a hope. Commit your way to the Lord. Trust in him, and he will act. Don't put it on your shoulder. Put it unto the Lord. And whatever plans you have on this world, it may change, because God's plan is better. So maybe you're thinking, is this for me, or is this for only for the Gideons? But I believe God has a plan for you. He said, for my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, declares the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than yours. So therefore, Jesus said, all authority in heaven and on earth has been given unto me. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey all I have commanded you. And lo, I will be with you till the end of the age. If you want to see Jesus in you, living in you daily, moment by moment, the best evidence that He is with you is when you are helping fulfill the Great Commission in your life. Is that a good challenge? Yes? Are you willing to go? No? Okay. Go means action. It's useless if you are not acting, because the proof that you love God with all your heart, with all your mind, and with all your soul is that you obey. Obedience is better than sacrifice. Jesus said, if you love me, you will obey my commands. And that is his command. The command is not only for the disciples. The command is for everyone who believes. To show you that you obey his command. How many among you here obey or do the communion? Do you do communion? Why do you do communion? You want to obey. Remember? When you do communion, Jesus said, do this in remembrance of me. Do you obey that? Correct? As a congregation, we obey that. But when he said, go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations, are we obeying it? We have to, because it is his command to show our love to him, that he said, if you love me, you will obey my commands. Let's all pray. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you that this moment is not just a coincidence, but you have orchestrated this event to happen this moment for the people that are listening, to the people that are desiring to love and express their love to you by obeying your commands. So, Lord, here we are, saved by your grace. Use us, O Lord, in Jesus' name.